Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Too noisy. Kath's kids are coming around, which is a joy, and this is not in any way a criticism, but it's four kids who got on so well, really similar ages, who get on so well, and mayhem. And I went and got a KFC for dinner.
Yeah, so you took 40 minutes
out. I had
out.
40 minutes out. Well, you went and had an hour's sleep when you came.
True.
She, Kath came around and looked shattered, and I went, mate,
sleep.
Go up to bed. I will keep an eye on these.
Isn't it funny when that becomes the best present anyone can give you?
So it is, though. KFC for 40 minutes listening to Beatles podcast and a bit of peace. And for some KFC, because we really fancy KFC.
Oh, yeah.
Really fancy. It was really nice, actually. But so there's been a lot of literal noise here, but the other day I was in the house of my own. And I'm not going to put my volume up. I suggest you put your volume up. I would suggest you put your volume up. Okay. I was in the house of my own and my head was full of noise, just noise, worrying about money, worrying about this show, worrying about college, worrying about two silly little TV things I have to record that are not important, worried about the future of my kids, worried about COVID, worried about the state of British politics, worried about radio station I used to work at, all of this stuff. And it was so noisy and I couldn't get rid of the noise, and I tried to meditate and I went and turned my phone off and I went and sat in the garden for a bit and read, but even the reading the book was noisy. It's just noise everywhere. Your phone, the TV, the radio, the computer, the internet, Twitter, me, the Facebook, traffic, everything, man, everything. So we thought... What do we think?
We're going to give you a really slow stream.
Yeah. What does that mean for the boys and girls?
It means that we're only going to speak really when necessary. So if someone calls us, we'll have a chat. But otherwise, let's just enjoy the silence for a bit.
Phone number's on the screen. The Skype is on the screen. When you call, I'll put you through. If you want to sit in silence with us, you're welcome to. If you want to have a little chat, you're welcome to. And we can also have silence in the chat as well. We don't need to comment on everything. You know, you're going off to make a cup of tea. You don't need to tell us. You just go and make the cup of tea. You're switching off. That's great.
Close the door quietly when you leave.
Exactly. You don't like the character I play on this. That's absolutely fine. So we're going to have not complete silence because there's a few things I want to talk about. But I'm just see some of the chat is arguing. Fia, just calm down. I don't know what the beef is, but just put it to one side because we don't really need it in the chat. We don't really need it. Elves Bells is getting into the spirit. I've just done a silent fart.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I'm not even going to ring the bell because it's unnecessary. I'll do a tiny one.
Should we get rid of the bells for tonight?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the bells.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Fear's been banned, okay. Oh, we should do Where is James Bond? He's hiding. He is 90 years in a day. Where is James Bond? He's hiding. Is he hiding today?
Yes.
Catherine, can you spot James Bond?
Yes.
Not those James Bonds.
Oh.
Not those James Bonds. Those James Bonds need to come down a bit.
Is there a tiny James Bond to stage right of share?
Incorrect. Oh, I see what you're looking at. Hang on a minute. Let's just... I see what you're looking at. No, that's actually a thing. If you move your head would cover that.
Oh.
Under Frank. We're not looking for these Bonds. The Bond brothers. Shall I give you a clue? Well...
Tell us.
He's in my beard.
Is he?
Yeah.
Get him out.
You ready? There he comes.
And there he was.
There he was.
I really wouldn't want that in my bid.
I'm going to be having big today. We've got a phone call. Let's see where we get to. Yes, Bond has got a silencer on his gun. Well done. I need to do this. I always forget. Oh, we just missed the phone call.
Oh, well. Can't have been important.
If you don't mind, sorry, I'm telling you what to do. Would you mind getting rid of that so I can see the thing? Sarah, get rid of that. Get rid of that on your computer. Mods, you can explain to people if you want. You don't have to. They can come in and work it out for themselves. In fact, I think I'd rather that, actually. Thank you, Lance, not a criticism. But I think I'd rather they worked it out for themselves. Hello. Sitting in the silence with us. I like that. Or I may have wired the computer up wrong. Never quite.
Either or works.
So we have a phone call. And they're enjoying the silence. I like.
Oh, hi Ian. Hi, Kath.
Oh, now it may be that we can't actually hear them anyway.
Hello.
Works kind of nicely, I suppose. If we buggered it up.
There was me thinking we were getting into the swing of things.
That last call. I tell you what, because my kids have been using the computer a lot today. A lot.
Hello, Ian.
So would you like to say something to see if we can hear you?
Hi, Ian and Kath.
So you can hear her, can't you, dear listener?
Yeah.
You can hear her, we can't. I wonder why. Try now.
Hi, Ian and Kath.
Are we plugged in? Oh, hang on. Oh, I don't know why.
They have their headphones plugged in, isn't it?
Yeah, but that wouldn't have unplugged it. There is something wrong here. Oh, this is beautiful. It would have been literal silence for us for the whole thing. Because we can't hear it.
You're out.
I wonder how we do.
You're out, right.
We get rid of. Can I leave Katie there? How would we?
Yeah. Oh, well. Try again.
So we are new mixer. And we're on. Let's see if I just do this and I turn this down a little bit. Hello. This is great. We could be.
It's like the universe is intervened.
Now there's going to be a reason for this. We're not pretending not to hear, but genuinely we can't. Now my kids have been playing around. I bet I'm going to have to switch the computer on and off again. Off and on again. So there is that. That's what we're supposed to be on. Speakers three. If I go here. If I go to these. We've got a little bing bong bing bong. But if I go here. Somewhere they've kicked a cable up. So we're going to have a little look-see. Oh, I love this. I'm loving this. There's that. And there's that. And there's that. I'm going down. Going deep underground.
That's me. Oh.
This is not plugged into anything. There we go.
This will be why then.
Guys? Because we've got two really lanky kids who have been.
Yeah, their legs are so far away from their.
Here we go.
The ends of their legs are so far away from their backsides that they can't.
I don't think they will be.
They have no control over their limbs. How's that?
Let me just have a look.
I wonder.
A little go. This is great. So we should. If I press. There we go.
Yeah. I bet that
there
works.
There we go. That works now.
Not that it matters.
Imagine if a first call was probably jabbering away.
Well, were they saying anything?
Don't know. Apparently that first caller was playing music. Didn't hear it.
Well,
I know.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You all right, you and Kath?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Yeah, I thought I'd lighten the mood up tonight.
I don't think the mood needs lightening. There's not a heavy mood.
Well, making the vibe nice anyway.
The vibe is nice. I think the vibe is nice.
I have a bit of love story that I want to share. Basically, there's this man on TikTok that I've been thinking about all week, and it was Nina that gave me the idea about talking to you about this bloke.
I don't know who Nina is.
Yeah, you do. Nina, let's play a game, Nina.
Oh, Nina Scudge Sucker. Yes. Should have used her real name.
Yeah, she gave me the idea for calling you up about this man. There's this man that I've been thinking about all week, and that was on TikTok, and I'm a bit worried about him. And I just want to know if anybody in the chat knows of this bloke, so I could tell him how I feel about him. He's from Nottingham. His name's John Soden, and I've been thinking about him all the time. So, oh well. I don't know what to do, really. I have no idea.
I don't understand the situation. You said you're worried about him. What are you worried about?
I'm worried about his mental health, and because he hasn't been on TikTok for a while.
Do you know him?
I don't know him, but I know of him, but I want to get to know him.
Maybe he doesn't want to get to know you.
I don't know.
No, you don't?
I don't know how he would feel, really.
Why would he want to... why do you think he would want to get to know someone he's never heard of who's found him through TikTok?
I'm caring about him, really.
Okay, but what's that got to do with him?
Well, just the fact that I care about him.
But what's that got to do with respect?
Mm-hmm.
What's that got to do with him? Someone he's never heard of cares about him.
Well, I suppose... I don't know, really. I don't know. I really don't know how I take it, really, but I know that's just me being caring and
yeah, and that's that. Lovely, and that's delightful. There's a lot in the news today. Someone's just mentioned it in the chat. There's a lot in the news today about Britney Spears, who some people believe is being controlled by her dad and is not well enough to make her own decisions. And it's in the press today that her sister is trying to get more control over the situation. Okay. Now, I really care about Britney Spears.
Right.
I think I fancy Britney Spears.
That's good.
And I care about her. And I want her to be happy. And I don't, if she is being controlled by her dad, I would like to be able to help free her.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that got to do with her? She doesn't know me. She's never heard of me. And why would she care that some guy she's never heard of on the other side of the world...
Yeah, I get your point.
...is interested. It's not her responsibility. It's my responsibility.
No, it isn't. That's me.
Sorry, just one second. We did say, chat, if you were going to leave, just do it quietly. No need to make a sing and dance about it. Hiya, mate, you've had enough. And KJF, this is uncomfortable. And me too, this has been going on too long. It's going to go on for 3 hours. It was going to be an hour until I saw your comment. Now it's going to be 3 hours, probably. Or it might not be. But if you're going to leave, that's so cool. But just do it quietly. There's no need to make a song and dance about it. That's all I'd say. Just me.
Also, it's interesting that you're suggesting that maybe you're too compassionate to listen to something and yet you want to stick the boot in as you go.
Yeah.
So, Katie, I you know, it's the fact that you... And I'm not being mean. I'm being honest and straightforward. The fact that you have feelings for someone who has absolutely no idea who you are...
No.
...is your problem, issue.
Well, business.
Business, thank you. Your business.
Comments that I might have put on the... He knows me from the comments that I put on...
So he doesn't know you at all, then?
He doesn't know me at all, but he knows the comments that I put on...
How many followers has he got?
He's got about 9,000.
Okay, so he might have seen the comments.
Yeah, he lives in Nottingham, that's all I know. And he's got children, and he's got depression because he's posted one of his videos, and he was posting to a hater saying about...
Okay, all right. But so he might have seen your comments. He might not have seen your comments.
Right.
But he doesn't know you.
Right.
Have you heard us talking to Nigel about
when
he talks with Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. I would doubt very much that Miley Cyrus is even aware of her Facebook page. It's a much, much bigger scale, you know, millions compared to thousands. But this guy might not run it, might not look at it every day, might not read the comments.
Right.
If you're worried about his mental health, that's a fine thing. Maybe you could post a comment. Maybe he's just taking a break.
Yeah,
from TikTok. Maybe he's taken a break. Maybe he's given up. Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's gone on holiday. Maybe he's in hospital. Maybe he's just got married. It could be, and I don't say the dead thing, I'm just saying it could be anything.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
I tell you what though, Katie, and it's lovely that you feel this strongly about someone else's well-being.
Yeah.
But I would just resist putting too much weight on that person to reciprocate somehow.
Yeah, I get you. I understand that.
You know, it's nice to be nice online. It's when you start getting hurt if someone doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Or you read more into it than it actually is happening, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I understand.
And I know your feelings are strong.
Yeah, I'm a good person with a good heart, but maybe I shouldn't read too much into that.
Don't read anything into it.
No.
Don't read anything into it, and I would suggest, who knows, maybe you meet this guy one day and you fall in love. It's really, really unlikely.
Yeah.
Really unlikely. But the world is a strange place. I would suggest, though, that... You know, that if you are looking for a romantic, you know, thing, just walk around with your eyes open. the people that you interact with in the real world. TikTok is not the real world. Twitter is not the real world. This show is not the real world.
But also the way people portray themselves online isn't necessarily how they are. You can be anyone online. You'd be anyone. So I would avoid giving your heart to someone who could be their own creation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not everyone is as open-hearted and as honest as you are.
Yeah. I've had a lot of problems in this lockdown and whatever, and I've had loads of stuff come to my head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing the chilled-out vibe, actually. I need a chilled-out vibe.
This is what you get. This is what you get.
All right.
Take care, Katie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Right,
bye.
Good night. You take care of yourself.
I thought what we might do for the first hour, at risk of really annoying all of our sponsors, we have four sponsors at the moment, and I thought for the first hour what we could do to keep in with the chilled silent vibe, silent, by the way, I have put our volume up a little bit, is we're just going to show the logos for the four companies for 30 seconds each or thereabouts. And if you could make up your own, you know. So just for this hour, if you could make up your own adverts for the four companies, that would be really helpful to us. So we're going to start with Somers Way Solutions. I'm just going to put their logo up. And just create your own advert. You don't have to do it out loud. You can do it in your head, or you can do it out loud, rubbish, whatever works for you. You can write it down as well if you want.
If you want to hum to yourself, I bet that song's beautiful.
Reading something. You don't have to type it in the chat. That feels about 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of advertising done in that time, have you?
I went the opposite way. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. Again, 30 seconds, you can think it, you can say it out loud, you can write it on paper, you can type it in the chat. Make your own advert up.
I know exactly what a lot of you are thinking.
Next up, Devon and Cornwall's Poseidon Safety Management. That's a little bit lost there in the white. So we'll put that there. Make your own advert up, please, guys. And finally, it's our newest sponsor this week. Harsh Singh. He's an accountant. His details are up there. Got plenty of time to jot them down if you think you might need them. we're done. We got sent some logos.
They were really good.
For Hush, from a couple of different people, from Ben and from Paddy, and we'll show those a bit later on.
Hello, Raymond.
He opened his eyes and looked at us.
Checking we're still there.
He thought we were going to hang up. He thought he'd been cut off and had a little look. we're three grown-ups.
Lovely when they sleep, aren't they?
Good night, Raymond.
Good night, sweetie.
Little baby. He thought we would hang up first. So he looked.
Good sleep on the sofa.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Game of chicken, wasn't it, really?
It was, and I would call that a draw. I would call that
it was
a draw.
Lovely. It was
I
lovely.
Like his calls. He's very understated, the calls he's done.
I mean, you couldn't get much more understated than that one.
But he did that. He did like child sleep noises. Which made it all the more charming. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
What's that?
What's what?
Is that a cup of tea?
Cup of hot chocolate.
Oh.
Sorry it's not in one of your mugs, but you know, they have to wash them sometime.
And they do wash very well.
Yes, they're dishwasher proof. And so what have you decided about the cinema then?
I was all for going for to the cinema. I was 70-30. And then I watched Tom Cruise did like a 40-second video of him going to the cinema in London to see Tenet, which is what I want to see. But the cinema he went to, he was wearing a mask, although it had like a filter on it. The cinema he was going to was rammed. It was like a special preview of Tenet, but it was not, everyone was sat, normally it was a full cinema.
It was the IMAX, wasn't it, in Waterloo, the big one on the...
Was it?
Yeah.
It was full. And I don't want to go, I assumed that all cinemas would have at least one seat. I thought they would stagger it. You'd have two seats... Two empty seats. And then in the row in front, it would be two seats in front of the empty seat. I thought it would be staggered, but it would appear it's not staggered.
No, it depends if that was set up as, you know,
that might have been interesting.
Well, it's backfired because I'm now not going to go to the cinema because of the promo for cinema.
They sort of made it to look like he sneaked in there with a mask, and then, you know.
But it wasn't his most sophisticated mask. I've seen the Mission Impossible movies. Now those are masks. He pulled the mask off, and it was Simon Pegg underneath.
Also, he went incognito, but couldn't resist a "Hey, great movie, guys!" at the end.
Yes,
I love movies. I love Tenet, and I love the Mission Impossible movies, and I love the Jack Reacher round movies.
Yeah. That Tom Cruise guy, he's great.
Tom Cruise is great. What are you? Because you're going to like gigs and stuff soon, aren't you?
Tomorrow I'm going to a gig in South London, yeah, down in Wandsworth.
How's that going to work?
It's called the New Normal Festival. And basically it's outside. It's in the grounds of a place called the Victoria Patriots Building. Down in... it used to be a sort of... some sort of mental asylum thing, and now it's obviously flat, and sitting outside in a little area socially distanced from each other, and there's a barbecue, and I'll let you know how I'll get on. But
was it this weekend coming or last weekend that we were all supposed to be going to Liverpool?
Oh,
it was this weekend coming. It's bank holiday weekend, yeah.
So it might still happen. We don't know for sure. It might still be worth going.
Oh, I really want to go.
They're doing some sort of virtual thing, aren't they? At the cabin, they're showing people sort of in Beatles tribute bands sort of on screen.
I'm all right, thanks. I've got plenty of Beatling to catch up with. That Dreaming the Beatles is one hell of a book, mate.
It's a brilliant book, yeah.
One hell of a book. Absolutely incredible. Loving it.
And said you listened to the Nothing Is Real podcast.
I'm halfway through the last episode, Beatles for Sale. Although, I think it's Steve. Was it Stephen that we met?
Yeah, Stephen came to the
I like him, right? let me rephrase that. I liked him. But to say that Babies in Black is not a good song is perhaps one of the worst Beatles songs.
Well, jeez. Well, later on, Jay starts saying even worse, I think. So, you know. It's a yin. It's a yin and a yang.
Well, like, I may be clicking my unsubscribe button then, because they're really taking the piskit, as far as I'm concerned.
I see what he means in. Don't cut me off as well. But I see what he means in the face. It's a bit of a waltz and a bit of an old.
Goodbye, thing. Dave.
No.
So, but you know the song. Oh dear, what can I do? Babies in black. And I'm feeling blue. Right. Tell me, oh, what can I do?
It's not the worst song in the world, is it?
I think it's a really nice song. She thinks of him, and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. And then there's that brilliant Paul McCartney high bit. Oh, how long will it take? Till she sees the mistake she has made. It's a great song.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Just done my dinner.
Oh, what you got tonight?
Chicken McCartney. It's a Morrison's thing. I've been working till 9, so.
Get it down, yeah.
Mmm.
Fat Pete, if you want, we'll leave you to it, mate.
Yep, go for it. Good show tonight, by the way.
Make him feel a little bit less self-conscious. Let's take our camera off. There we go. Now he can really enjoy that.
Hey, guys. What's on the tapes?
This is the podcast, by the way.
I go through all videos and things. How are you?
What's that?
You should be hungry. M's a lot. It's really nice.
Leave that.
Please chew. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I haven't got pudding, guys. Richard, I had lunch at about 3, so.
This is Pete from What's on the Plates. Well done. Bravo.
I have a cold drink. It's Diet Coke. The big Simpsons mug that I've just had for years.
I love him.
Not even a hobnob. I'm assuming I'll be getting the royalties for this. No cats. No, I'm home in London now. Plus, one of them died, so.
supposed to chew everything 72 times. Blimey.
We're watching Pete from What's on the Tapes eat a ready meal, Indian ready meal from, did he say
it's a McCartney chicken.
Chicken McCartney. And for those who are curious, he is drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah.
From, I think it was a Simpsons mug. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Catherine?
He's had it for a long time.
Had it for a long time. He's picking up the mug. We're going to go back to the action. Sorry, Catherine. Sorry.
There's no pudding.
Work smarter, not harder. So.
A lot of questions, of course, Catherine, as to what it actually says on Pete's T-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have that inside information. In fact, we didn't know he was going to be wearing that T-shirt this evening. So
No. We
are frantically trying to find out.
After watching What's on the Tapes, I presumed that it was time for some sort of blue T-shirt, maybe something slightly more on that sort of tonal spectrum, but he's gone for the black.
The question that's really been bugging me since this whole match started is, what the hell is that canister next to him? Now, my money is it's a deodorant of some kind. What do you think it could be?
I think that might be the lid of a water bottle.
I think he's about to reach for it now. Let's see what happens. No, I apologise. He was spooning in another mouthful.
I mean, it's an easy mistake to make. It's a similar manoeuvre.
It could be the lid of a water bottle.
It is identical lid to this.
Okay, isn't it interesting? He picked up one that was off camera, not the one that we could see.
You see, the one next to him there is the substitute water bottle. It's on the bench, as it were.
Oh, he's
got
moving
two
now.
On the go at once.
He's moving now. Let's go back to the action.
Isn't that unusual?
Let's go back to the action.
It's not so much two on the go. I brought one down, so I can put it up, put it in the fridge overnight.
Alternate.
And the other one there's with me. Yeah.
Of course, Pete lives, as we know, in London, and obviously lives in a part of London where they have hairdressers have refused to go back to work.
Well, I think that might be the London look of which
Rimmel
are often speaking. Rimmel.
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 Something's about to happen. Nope, I was wrong. I'm stopped. If you've just tuned in, we are stealing someone else's gag, and this is What's on the Plate. We are watching Pete, who is eating a very late dinner, claims to have been working till 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I have no reason to doubt that.
Well, I do.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.